Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. We're going to give you the rundown of all the latest NFL news and action. We'll start with the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos should sign Ndamukong Suh and draft Ed Oliver. By doing so, they could assemble the best defense in the league. The Denver Broncos have a great nucleus with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb as their top two pass rushers, and John Elway should stick with the defense trumps all philosophy. By signing Ndamukong Suh with their last little bit of cap space, they could shore up their defensive front. Then the Broncos should go a step further and draft Ed Oliver out of the University of Houston. Placing Suh and Oliver right in between Miller and Chubb guarantees that Denver will dominate in the trenches. What that will do is give this football team an advantage when it comes to stopping the run and rushing the passer. Suh can also mentor Oliver and show him the ropes before finishing up his career. Make no mistake about it, though, Oliver would be a dominant force on his own. We saw a similar situation when Chubb came in and held it down alongside Miller. You know, Oliver is someone who understands the game, and he's so powerful that offensive linemen get wore out by the time the fourth quarter rolls around. Suh also showed a lot in the playoffs, so it's not like he's out of gas by any means. Truthfully, he's still a guy that can elevate a franchise into a Super Bowl contender, and you have to believe the Broncos would be a lot closer to making the playoffs if they land the veteran defensive tackle. By keeping their opponents out of the end zone, it instantly gives this franchise an opportunity to compete. Going this route would also give Elway the rest of the draft to improve his offensive line, tight ends, and wide receivers. There's not any better options on the table, and we'll see if this front office gets it right or not. Last year, they nailed the draft, but they still had to make a splash to turn things around. Ndamukong Suh and Ed Oliver are just what the doctor ordered, so I know the Broncos only have like $12 million in cap space left, and I think they should use all of it on signing Ndamukong Suh. He played, I think, on a $14 million contract last year with Los Angeles. Kind of feel like Suh is debating whether or not he should play for like, you know, like $8, $9, $10 million with the Rams. Obviously, Los Angeles doesn't want to pay him $14 million. And I think they want to get his deal under $10 million if they can get him back, so they're not rushing to the negotiation table. But Suh, he doesn't want to, you know, compromise. He wants to make as much money as he can. I've talked about how he wants to be an owner of a sports team someday, so he's trying to accumulate as much wealth as he possibly can to set him up for, you know, getting investors, getting you know, the right connections and have enough money to potentially own a sports franchise someday. I think this is a perfect opportunity for the Denver Broncos and John Elway in particular to poach Ndamukong Suh away from the Los Angeles Rams. He's a free agent. Anybody can sign him. And I know people are trying to say, you know, Suh doesn't have it anymore. He didn't have a good regular season. Let's be honest, the 3-4 isn't the best defense or not Ndamukong Suh. You know, Denver, you know, is similar to what Los Angeles ran, you know, with their 3-4 scheme and what Vic Fangio is going to bring to this team. But for Suh, he said he wants to stay out west, so Denver will keep him out west. And not only that, when you look at the guys they have around him, you know, Von Miller, best pass rusher in the league, you know, you could say him and I would accept that answer. Bradley Chubb, rising star, excellent pass rusher. Those two guys alone will keep that defense up near the top in terms of rankings. Then you get Ndamukong Suh, and suddenly that defense is taking a huge step forward. And then you don't stop there. You go and get one of the best players in the country defensively coming out of college, Ed Oliver, who is a monster. You could even not get Sue and just get Ed Oliver, and Denver would be fine. But if you really want to make a splash in the AFC East, or excuse me, the AFC West, and you got to realize Kansas City is still strong, but they might not have Tyreek Hill. They lost Kareem Hunt last year, so they're more vulnerable than they've been the past 2 years. Oakland's on the rise. Los Angeles is good, but I don't know, last year in the playoffs, the way, you know, they lost, I just don't think, you know, yet they're ready to get over that hump. And maybe, you know, if Denver has the best defense in that division and they can pass what Bosa and Ingram have going on for L.A., that's a huge advantage in their favor. Getting Sue and Ed Oliver, I'm telling you, it's going to be chaos on that side of the ball, and nobody is going to be able to do anything. And like I said, the 3-4 doesn't necessarily suit great. Probably doesn't suit Ed Oliver great either. I think both of those guys would be better in a 4-3 as the defensive tackles in a four-man front. But, you know, with three guys up front, and you have Sue, Ed Oliver, and then you have Chubb and Von Miller coming off the edges, that's going to, you know, it's going to create havoc for teams. And Denver is going to be in games off that alone. So to me, if I'm Elway, that's my plan of action. And I'm, you know, if I have to cut a decent player somewhere to get Sue, that's what I'm doing. The next topic, you know, Rob Gronkowski brought so much joy to the sport of football, but it all started with a level of athleticism that was far beyond what we're used to seeing from a player of his size. Let's face it, there's a lot of athletic tight ends around the league. Vernon Davis, for example, ran a 4.38 40-yard dash, but he didn't have the it factor like Rob Gronkowski did. What separates those two is their size. Gronkowski is 6'6", 265 pounds, compared to Davis, who's 6'3", 250. And you're saying, well, 3 inches and 15 pounds, how big of a difference is that? In terms of agility, you know, that 3 inches and 15 pounds, the higher you go up, the less agile players become. You know, the smaller players are more agile, they're quicker, they can change directions on the dime. You know, when you go up to, you know, 265 pounds, and let's be honest, Gronkowski walks around probably at 300 pounds and has to cut down to 265. When you're a little guy, you got to put weight on. When you're a big guy, you have to cut weight. Gronk probably cuts down to 265. He's 6'6". And, you know, Davis, he's 6'3", 250. So while Davis is very fast and can make some incredible plays on the football field, you know, he still wasn't able to do a lot of the things Gronkowski could. And that says something about how good of an athlete Gronk truly is. Just go back to the Super Bowl 53 and watch that seam route that the Patriots threw up to their future Hall of Famer in the fourth quarter. On that play, we saw not only the ability to go over two defenders and haul in the pass down near the goal line, also showcase how clutch Gronkowski is and how much confidence he has in himself when it comes to dominating the opposition. Another one of Rob Gronkowski's most notable traits is how good he is in the yak category. Very rarely do you see such a heavy player break so many tackles, and it's because he plays just fleet-footed. I'm serious about that. You know, it goes back to the agility thing. You know, to be that fleet-footed and be that agile where you can make defenders miss and be good in the open field after the catch, you know, that's what T.O. was really good at, being a yak receiver. George Kittle, a young tight end who's just coming up, he's a very good yak receiver. When he catches the ball, he takes off. He's probably faster than Gronk. Yeah, he is faster than Gronk. There's no denying that. But the fact that Gronk at that size could turn upfield with the ball in his hands and make a defender miss and turn those opportunities into touchdowns, it's insane. You know, defenders rarely brought him down with initial contact, and so many times he turned, you know, these plays into big gains for the Patriots offense. You know, New England is going to have a hard time filling this guy's shoes. And remember, Gronkowski is also an excellent blocker. Go back and watch him lay out Terrell Suggs on a crackback block and observe how painful it looked. Go on YouTube right now, typing Rob Gronkowski, Terrell Suggs. Watch it. Terrell Suggs is going to take off towards the quarterback. Gronk just lays him out. And to get hit like that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Terrell Suggs size or not. You got your bell rang. And Suggs, he isn't used to being hit like that. You know, Gronk also opened holes in short yardage situations, and it's because he's very well-rounded. Then there's the energy the former second-round pick brought to the offensive huddle, and make no mistake about it, his teammates rallied around him, which is why Rob Gronkowski will be wearing a gold jacket before you know it. So, Gronk, man, like, how do you get this type of talent? Like, it's a once-in-a-generation type of talent. You know, Tony Gonzalez is probably the best tight end of all time. He was just exceptional at catching the football. Done it like we've never seen it before. And he was an Iron Man. He prepared his body so well. He had such a routine to maintain that level of excellence. And I'm not saying Gronk didn't have that same, mentality, because obviously he worked his ass off to be where he is today, to be a future Hall of Famer. But Gronk was bigger than Tony G was. And it's hard. People don't realize it's hard to carry all that weight. You know, and when you're going over the middle, and this goes for all tight ends, your only focus is catching the football, and those linebackers are teeing off on you. So all those hits start to build up over the course of your career. It's the same reason we saw Calvin Johnson retire earlier than we thought he should have. It's because those big guys are ultimately big targets on the field. They take a lot of shots, and you know, when you're such a big guy and you have people hitting at your knees and hitting at your thighs and your hips, the last thing you want to do is just completely erode your quality of life, you know, in the future, your future quality of life. You know, you don't want to be 50, 60 years old with two bad knees and a bad hip, and you can barely walk because you stayed in pro football too long. You know, Gronk made enough money. Tony G made enough money. Kelvin Johnson made enough money. Those guys, you know, they earned it every step of the way, so they deserved to step away on their own terms. You know, like Jason Witten, for example, he's coming back and playing another year. He said he's still got the passion to play and more power to him. But at the same time, you couldn't be mad at him if he decided to stay retired. You know, obviously we know now that he's coming back. But, you know, those hits, it's like a snowball effect. And, you know, after 10 years of taking those hits, it's a serious wear and tear on your body. Rob Gronkowski has other opportunities, television, movies, pro wrestling, which obviously would be more wear and tear on his body. But he's got options, and he's going to go explore those options. He's always going to be marketable. Just his brand, just like I said, he brought a lot of joy to the NFL. His brand is being happy and having fun. People always will want to be around that. So, great career. Salute to you, Rob Gronkowski. It was so awesome to watch. But that's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com for all your latest NFL news and action. I'm signing off. Go visit endzoneblog.com right now. Take care.